Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Zareen, Z-A-R-E-E-N, Rashdi, R-A-S-H-D-I. Zareen Rashdi is a 61-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4/25/22. Apparently she was taking boxes in the back room and tripped with her left foot. Period. She fell forward onto the floor and braced herself with her left hand. Apparently she hit her left knee in a flexed position. Apparently she did go to the emergency room afterwards, believing she injured her left knee, comma, foot, comma, left arm, comma, and neck. Apparently she had extensive further evaluation, but is unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. It is my understanding that Ms. Rashdi has filed two claim petitions. Period. The current subject event is from 4/25/22, when she tripped over a box. Period. She also had a previous claim in 2010 against Macy's for, among other injuries, her neck. Period. It resolved for 33 1/3%, partial total with no apportionment to the neck. Period. It was reopened and then resolved by way of Section 20. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, we will insert the summary. Period. There are several corrections or deletions I put in that 19-page document. Period. I will add a few comments. Period. On page 6. When seen at the emergency room on 4/9/10, she stated she was working at Macy's when a ceiling tile and frame fell, hitting her on the head and left shoulder. Period. She was initially dizzy, but this resolved. Period. And then continue the rest through when she was discharged on 12:30 p.m. for diagnoses of minor closed head injury, comma, neck pain, comma, and shoulder sprain. Period. And then try to clarify on page 13 with her FCE. Crossed out a lot of it. There are some sentences to include or leave in. And I would also add, overall, she was deemed capable of working in only the sedentary physical demand category. Period, however, she's self-limited on 67% of tasks, indicative of either pain, comma, fear of re-injury, comma, or symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph. Her earlier claimed injury was on 4/9/10. Period. That summary begins on page 6 of the summary. Period. And then we'll include that the rest of the way. Physical exam. From the outset of the evaluation, she moaned and groaned, comma, sighed, comma, and displayed facial grimacing. Period. These are all signs of symptom magnification. Period. Extremities upper. She was hyper-responsive to palpation and movement throughout the evaluation. Period. Extremities upper. There was healed portal scarring about the left shoulder and a 4-inch-long burn scar on the right arm. Period. There was several small short scars in a row along the medial left wrist and forearm that she attributed to falling on an object. Period. There was atrophy of the... Scratch that. motion at the left shoulder was limited to 110 degrees of abduction and 160 degrees of flexion, both with tenderness but no crepitus. Paired motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation on the left was to L5 and on the right to L2, both of which are suboptimal. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for right hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired chi was tender to palpation anteriorly about the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed her legs were shaven. Paired hip flexion was full to 110 degrees, but elicited anterior knee tenderness that is non-physiologic. Paired motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired, she was tender to palpation from the left knee distally to the ankle, but there was none on the right. Spine, cervical, active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Paired extension was to 20 degrees, common rotation right, 45 degrees, and left to 60 degrees, with side bending arm reproducibly performed to 10 degrees. These all appear to be volitionally limited, since when distracted, her motion was improved. There was global tenderness, palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic normal, limbus sacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. She changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees. Paired left side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Paired right side bending, common bilateral rotation and extension were full without discomfort. She was tender to palpation, overlying the length of the midline spinous processes, as well as the left greater trochanter, comma iliac crest, comma sciatic notch, comma sacroiliac joint, and paravertebral muscles in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right counterparts. The rest of that section is normal impressions. On 4/25/22, Zareen Rashti tripped over a box and fell while at work. She reported widespread injuries, including her left knee, left hand, and neck. She was seen at urgent care the same day. She had further evaluation and treatment without surgical intervention. She saw Dr. Dutch, D-U-C-H, through 8/16/22. He wrote she had only two viscosupplementation shots and declined having a third injection due to pain. For the left knee, he felt petitioner failed conservative treatment, and the only option was surgery that the petitioner declined. He found her at maximum medical improvement for the knee with permanent sedentary restrictions. New paragraph. On 8/22/22, she was seen by Dr. Levine, complaining of radiating pain in the left upper extremity. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing. That was done on 10/10/22. According to the attorney, the petitioner indicated she saw Dr. Levine on that date, and he was recommending surgery, but she did not wish to pursue the same. He thus discharged her from care. Ms. Rashti displayed signs of functional overlay throughout her course of treatment. Similarly, she claimed to have been injured at work in 2010. Her subjective complaints were disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in that case. In fact, she did undergo an FCE that showed self-limiting behavior on 67% of the tasks. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Rashti found signs of symptom magnification from the outset. Nevertheless, Her general appearance was consistent with someone who remains highly functional. Third, she had variable and limited range of motion about the cervical spine and left shoulder. Period. She was hyperreactive to palpation and movement throughout the evaluation. Period. Ms. Berlin's window was negative and neural tension signs were negative in the lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph with respect to the subject event. There was 0% permanent, partial, or total disability. Period. Her prior injuries were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Period. End.